USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday on the Biden administration's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Ranking member and Idaho Republican Senator James Reich disputes the Biden administration's claim that there was no plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan under former President Donald Trump's agreement with the Taliban.
In February 2020, agreement was contingent upon the Taliban reducing violence, meeting counterterrorism commitments, and engaging in substantive talks with the Afghan government.
The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding across the deep south as Tropical Storm Nicholas moves across the region. 5 to 10 inches of rain predicted for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida through Thursday. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
House Democrats unveiled some of their proposals to pay for their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that they're calling human infrastructure. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy explains what he believes the end game is for Democrats.
It's a transformation of America to become more of a socialist, European-type country, that they're going to have government deciding almost everything in your life.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The proposals call for the corporate tax rate to increase to 26.5% and the top individual tax rate to 39.6%. While attending the Met Gala in New York City, New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wore a white gown with the words, "Tax the Rich," written in red and black. The congresswoman attending the $30,000 a plate event in New York City saying she hopes the dress can be a conversation starter. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
With the Taliban in control of Afghanistan, what can we expect now?
With the Taliban claiming full control over all of Afghanistan, many worry about how they will enforce their rules, despite their own claims that they've reformed in some areas over the last 20 years. Representative Jerry Connolly says it's clear that the Taliban will revert to the same policies in place from the last time they ran Afghanistan. The Virginia Democrat tells CNN that he is not confident that the Biden administration has a plan to keep up counterterrorism efforts in the country.
Am I confident? No, I am not. I believe that with the Taliban takeover complete now, including the Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan, I think sources of intelligence are going to dry up. I think people are going to put themselves at enormous personal risk to cooperate clandestinely with the United States or its Western allies. I think the country is probably going to be sealed up for a period of time. And sadly and predictably, I think the Taliban is going to revert to the policies that it pursued 20 years ago.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first trial in the Varsity Blues college admission fraud case is underway in Boston federal court. John Wilston and Gamal Abdias are on trial for conspiracy to commit bribery and fraud. Both are parents who allegedly paid to get their children into top colleges as fake athletic recruits. Of the 57 people charged in the case, 47 have already pleaded guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.